Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalayim Pesachim Daf Pei. We are starting right at the top of the Amud, and the Lomsur's daf is on Samach Vav Amud Beis, a little past the halfway mark with the words Hifresh Pischai. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basim Yakim Moshe Hernish Shama Shada Haven Aliyah. So we're coming from the sugi of Chatos HaMesos. There's five different types of carbon chatos. They have to be left to die, and we had said that in those situations of Chatos HaMesos, if we're able to copy paste it to carbon Pesach, the Pesach is going to be brought as a shlamim. It's not going to be left to graze and then sold, and then its proceeds used for shlamim. The animal itself is going to be used for shlamim. So now we continue discussing this. Hifresh Pischai Va'avad. Let's say someone designated Karam Pesach and he lost the Be'er Shachar Tachtov and then designated a new one in its place. And Loi Hispik Lakavis Hashem Yachim Tzurishoin. He wasn't able to bring the second one until he found the first one. Varei Shnei and Oimden. Both of them are standing there. Which one does he bring? So Istanai Tane. Then there's a teaching of Braisa. Mitzvah Lakavis Tzurishoin. It's mitzvah to bring the first one because that's the original one that was designated. Where Istanai Tane. There's a teach. Mitzvah Lakavis Hasheni. It's a mitzvah to bring the second one. Here we have a third sheet of a Tani Shmuel Kain. Shmuel taught in a Braisa. Baras Hayafa Shabahen. That the nicest one, the most fine one, perhaps most expensive one, that's the one that's chosen and brought as a Karam Pesach. Now, what about the second one? So, Vasheni Yirat Sheistav. The second one grazes until it gets a mum, Vimacher, then it's sold, Vyavidam Shlom, Mishisha Asur, and then on the 16th of Nisan, a Shlom is brought with that money. Reb Lazar says, Hu Atma Kar Shlom, Mishisha Asur, that second Karam Pesach, meaning the one that wasn't picked, it itself is brought as a Shlomim on the 16th. Now, the Gemara says, and pay attention to the Girsa changes that we're going to have in the next few lines, Asya Rebbe Krib Lazar, Rebbe holds like Reb Lazar, and Shmuel Tanisa Kishitase de Rabbanon. Shmuel holds like the Shita of the Rabbanon. The Tani was taught in a Mishnah. This Mishnah teaches that if a carbon chatas was lost, a new one was designated, and the old one was found, and both are now here, what do we do? So Rebbe holds that one of them is brought, and the other one is left to die. Whereas Vachachamim, or Melachamim say that's proper girsa, ein chatas mesa, a chatas is not going to be left to die, el except for in the following case. Shenim says, me'achar shekipru ba'abaylim, if the original one was found, after the new one, the replacement one, was already brought. Also, ein amayis halachas yamamelach, money that was designated to buy a chatas is not going to be put into the Yal HaMelech to be destroyed, unless that money was found after the replacement one was already brought. Now we see from here that it has to be the Rebbe's like Reb Lazar, and the Rabbanon like the Brass the Shmuel quoted. Why? Because Rebbe holds that every single Chatas that was lost, even if it was found before the replacement was brought, it has to be left to die. And so that's clearly like Reb Lazar, that every lost Karim Pesach, even if it was found at the time the replacement was able to be brought, that's going to be used as a Shlomim. As well as the Rabbanon, they hold that a Chatas is only going to be left to die if it was found after the replacement was already brought. Same thing with the carbon Pesach, that's just like the Brayos of Shmuel, that if the original Pesach was found before the replacement was brought, so then it's going to be left to graze and get a mum, and it itself is not going to be used as a shlamim. Moving on to halacha zayin. Hamafresh akeva lepeschai. Someone designated an akeva, female animal for his carbon Pesach, and we know it has to be a male. Or a zachar ben shteishanim. He designated a male already in its second year of life, and we know it has to be in its first year of life. It's too old now. So yirat sheistav, it grazes until it gets a mum, v'yimachar, it's sold, v'yipul damal nedava, and its money is used for nedava, which means we use its money for a carbon shlamim. Now another din, hamafresh pesach of a mace, every person designated his carbon Pesach, then he died. His son shouldn't bring that L'shem carbon Pesach, L'shem Shlomim. He should bring it for Shlomim. Now the Gemara explains the first case of the Mishnah where he designated an animal that was not allowed to be a carbon Pesach, just to graze, get a mum, and then that money is used for carbon Shlomim. Says the Gemara, Masisa L'Achapara. Our Mishnah was talking about when the first carbon Pesach, the one that's not able to be a carbon Pesach, was sold after the replacement was already brought. And Udeloi Krib Shimon, that's a proper girsa. It's not like Shitas Rab Shimon, who holds it doesn't have Kedushas Aguf, it only has Kedushas Damim, and therefore that original animal that was designated as a Karim Pesach doesn't have Kedushas Pesach in the first place. It has Kedushas Damim, but it doesn't have Kedushas Haguf. It's not considered Karim Pesach anyway, so we don't have a problem with it. And where do we get this from? The Tanya, we have a Brisa that says as follows, Kedushas Pesach, if we have the original Karim Pesach, and still before the new Karim Pesach was brought, it has to graze until it gets a mum, Vitimacher, then it's sold, Vyavimidmea Pesach, and its money itself is used as a Karim Pesach. Whereas La'achar Pesach, if it's ready after the new Karim Pesach was brought, so then Tavay Shlomim, that money from the proceeds of the original invalid Karim Pesach is used to buy a shlamim. However, Reb Shimon says that no, kaidlum pesach, if it's before replacement pesach was brought, timachar shalai b'mum. It could even be sold without getting a mum at all, because again, it doesn't have kedusha of a carbon. Whereas la'achar pesach was after the pesach, tavay shlamim, then it itself is used as shlamim, and it doesn't have to be sold. Now we go on to the next case of Mishnah where we had said that a father had designated his carbon pesach, then he died, the son shouldn't bring it as a pesach, rather as a shlamim. So the Gemara asks, loy ken savron meimar, don't we already know from before, kol shenir l'karv pesach, that anything that was technically right to be a carbon pesach, in gufay karv shlamim, it itself can't be a carbon shlamim. So how can the Gemara say that that animal the father designated is brought as a shlamim? It can't be brought as a shlamim since it was right to be brought as a pesach, but then the owner died, so it can't be brought as a pesach anymore. It's called nidchetz, been pushed away from the zbeach, and it itself can't be brought as a shlamim. How can the Mishnah say that it could? So Gemara answers, possibly we could explain b'shehifer shmais. It's where the father designated money to buy a carbon pesach, not an actual animal, so the money shouldn't be used for a pesach. It should be used for a shlamim. On to payon beis on top to a brand new Mishnah. It tells us ha pesach shenisar b'zvachim, carbon pesach got mixed up with other karbanos, for example, in Oila and Asham, and we don't know which one is which. All three animals are the same, we can't differentiate them. Kul and Yerat Shestavu, all of them have to graze till they get a mom. V'yimachru, they're all sold. V'yavik me'a yafa shabahen min zeh, with me'a yafa shabahen min zeh, and he takes the value of the most expensive one, and he buys three karbanos. So let's say animal one was sold for 10, the next one for 20, the next one for 30. So he takes 30 and buys an animal for an Oila, 30 and buys an animal for a Shlamim, and 30 and buys an animal for a Pesach. V'yafsa the Meisim Be'Besai, and the rest has to come out of his own pocket because we don't know which one was which. Now let's say Nizar v'b'chayrais, his Karban Pesach got mixed up with an animal that's a Bechar. It's a firstborn animal. So Shimon and Shimon says, Im Chaburus Kaihanim, if the Chabura of this Karban Pesach was Kaihanim anyway, and Kaihanim eat a Bechar, so Yoichlu. It's all eaten together. As we're going to see in the Gemara, everything has to be eaten as if it's a Karban Pesach. It means that whatever animal is a Bechar over here is going to be eaten with the stringency of a Karban Pesach. But since their Avodas Hadam is done the same exact way, we're able to bring them together and eat them together as if they're Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara, Tanu of Abraisa, Ein Leuchen Shvius Bekas of Meiser. One is not allowed to buy Shemitah produce with Meiser Sheni money. A person lives outside Yerushalayim. He wasn't able to bring his actual Meiser Sheni, so he transfers Kedusha onto money, brought the money into Yerushalayim. Now he buys food with that money. The food takes on the din of Meiser Sheni. He has to just make sure not to buy Shemitah produce with that money, and that's because Shemitah produce has a certain time cap it's allowed to be eaten. That's called Zman Bir. Whenever there's no more of this type of produce in the field for animals, he has to get rid of it from his house, and that means that he's limiting his ability to eat Meiser Sheni, which we're not allowed to do. And so no buying Shemitah produce with Meiser Sheni money. Now Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef says, B'machlaikas, this is actually subject to Machlaikas. We have Machlaikas Rabban Reb Shimon, whether or not a person is allowed to buy Truma with Kesef Meiser Sheni. The Chum say no, and Reb Shimon says yes. And so it seemed to be that Reb Shimon would allow buying Shemitah produce with Meiser Sheni money as well. However, Amar B'yana, Rabbi Yosef says that no, Devar HaKoilhi, this memra of not being allowed to buy Shemitah produce with Meiser Sheni money is according to everybody, even according to Reb Shimon. Why is that? Because Eichle Truma's reason, Hain, the people eat Truma, which are Kaihanim, they're Zaris, they're conscientious, they're very careful about it. Reb Shimon's not afraid that if a Kain buys Truma with Meiser Sheni money, that it's going to end up getting ruined or that something's going to happen to it. And that's because Kaihanim will eat Truma, they're very Zaris, they're careful, they're diligent, they're conscientious, and therefore don't have this issue. But Shemitah produce, everybody's able to eat. And we don't have the same Svar with Shemitah produce, therefore even Reb Shimon would agree in the case of buying Shemitah produce with Meiser Sheni money, that's not allowed to be bought. However, Hasav Chananya Kumi Ramana, Reb Chananya asked in front of Ramana, but Vatanin, we learned in our Mishnah, in this Arva B'chayrais. Let's say the Karban Pesach was mixed up with a Bechar. Reb Shimon himself says, Im Chaburus Kaihanim, if this is a Chabur of Kaihanim, Yoichlu, then they're allowed to eat it. Now, Vatani Allah, Bryce was taught on that, as we said, we learned this in the Gemara, Yoichlu Kachamur Shabahen, that all this meat here has to be eaten according to the more Chamur of the two types of meat here, which is obviously Karban Pesach, because only allowed to be eaten up until Chatzais, that first night, as opposed to Bechar, which is allowed to be eaten for longer than that. And so we see in a case, even though it doesn't have anything to do with Truma, we're talking about Karban Pesach and Bechar over here, Reb Shimon doesn't have a problem with them being eaten together, even though technically there's a possibility the Bechar is going to be brought with Psul, because since there's a lot of meat over here to eat, and it's allowed to be eaten in a much shorter amount of time than usual, it might end up being nicer and it's going to have to be burned. So that's called being maybe Ladei Psul, but Reb Shimon doesn't mind. So maybe it's possible that Reb Shimon disagrees, even in the case of Shemitah produce, that it's allowed to be bought with Meiser Sheni money, even though maybe it's going to be brought Ladei Psul. However, Amalei Rav Mana responded to him that no, Eichle Psachim B'Shaitan's reason, Hein Ka'Eichle Truma, those who eat a Karban Pesach, at that time that they're eating it, they're Zaris, just like regular Kaihanim who are Zaris to eat Truma, meaning they're very careful, they're diligent, they're conscientious, they're going to make sure to eat all of that meat before Chatzos so it doesn't become nicer. So it actually is just like the Truma case. Again, we're not able to compare it to the Shemitah case. Now, how do we know this by Karban Pesach? Tadel Chayishonos is true. We have a mission that says, Ein Selin Basar Batzel Beitza. One is not allowed to start roasting meat, onions, or eggs right before Shabbos, El Gdei Sheyitzoylu, unless there's enough time to them to become fully roasted before Shabbos starts. If there's not enough time, they're not allowed to start roasting them because they might end up stirring up the coals on Shabbos, which basically is like turning up the flame, and that's obviously Usur. Now, Tanina, that very Mishnah teaches Mishal Shinas HaPesach HaTanur M'Chashecha, that they could lower the Karban Pesach into the oven just before nightfall, even though there's not enough time for it to roast before Shabbos. Why is that? Because the Svara, then when it comes to eating the Karban Pesach and everything having to do with it, everyone is Zariz, everyone is careful with it, and they're going to make sure that they roast it properly and they're not M'chal Shabbos, and they're going to eat it properly, not leaving anything over. And therefore we see that actually eating the Karban Pesach is just like eating Truma. Once again, we could say that even though Rabbi Shimon argues in the Truma case, he would agree that Shemitah produce is not allowed to be purchased with Meiser Sheni money. We're going to stop you for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Tess. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.